Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You remember those seven sons of Sceva? They took it upon themselves to call over a man that was possessed with the Spirit the name of Jesus because they heard Paul doing it. Remember that? They said, "We adjure you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches." Do they know what they're talking about? No, see, they're using this like a magic formula. You do understand some Christians have tried the same thing, right? In Jesus' name. They just try to use it like some incantation. No, it didn't work. Those guys, you remember, they wound up getting beat up. Right? Ran out of the room with their clothes tore and beat up. Because they didn't know what they was talking about. They just trying something. Go to the 16th chapter real quickly. Acts 16. Thank you, Master. Can you take a few more minutes? This is the account of how Paul was in a certain place. And verse 16, Acts 16, 16. It came to pass as we went to talk. Huh? As we went to eat. Now, you do understand that that's Christians' current favorite pastimes. Eating and talking. But that doesn't produce miracles. Right? I mean, you can go and eat with everybody in the church. And it won't make you full of faith. Right? You can just talk and talk and talk and talk. Nor will that. They went to what? Prayer. Thank God for praying. How many believe these were praying people? Well, see, prayer is a key to being in the Spirit. The Bible says, you know, Jude, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Doing what? Praying. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying. Praying in the Spirit. You build yourself. It doesn't give you faith, but it builds you up on the faith you have. Your spirit is charged. Brother Kenneth Hagin, He made this statement. I think it's worth really considering. He said he had noted that the more he prayed in other tongues, the more of the other manifestations he had. He said it in different variations, in different forms, but I heard him say it many, many times. He said the more he prayed in other tongues, the more he prayed in the Spirit, the more of the other manifestations of the Spirit, like special faith, discerning of spirits, a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the more of these other things he had more of it manifesting when he prayed in the Spirit more. Well, that shouldn't be surprising because these are manifestations of the Spirit. And we're praying in the same Spirit. And the more we pray in the Spirit, we're tuned up. Right? We're more alert. We're more aware. We're more sensitive. And we're more built up. These guys had a custom of praying together. Ministers. Now, that's a novel idea, isn't it? Ministers praying together an hour on a regular work day. Amen. Hour of prayer. Well, they went to prayer. A certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us cried, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, which showed to us the way of salvation." And this she did, what?
Many days.
Many days. Don't you expect that was annoying? She's saying something that's true, but who wants the devil testifying for you? You know, it bothered Paul. He knew it wasn't right. Well, why didn't he do something about it? Why did he wait many days? Well, why did these guys walk by that lame man day after day after day? If they had the name of Jesus and they had power in the name of Jesus, why didn't they jerk him up first time they walked by him? Because you can't do anything in the flesh. People have tried and just brought reproach. And some people, you know, they leave the idea, well, man, if we just had enough faith in the name of Jesus, we'd just go clean the hospitals out. Well, why hadn't somebody done it? Why haven't our leaders done it? Well, if we had enough faith in our authority, we'd just go straighten everybody out. Jesus didn't. I said, Jesus didn't. In his own hometown, he could there do no mighty works. Right? No. When it comes to you, yourself, now you can believe for yourself. You don't have to have a special move of the Spirit. You don't have to have a gift of the Spirit. You can believe for your healing every day of the week. Did you hear me? You can believe for your money to come in every day of the week. When it comes to somebody else, you're either going to have to get them in agreement with you. They're going to have to be believing something too. Or you're going to have a gift of the Spirit, a manifestation like this. And you can't turn that off and on as you will. Oh, we wish we could, but you can't. The Lord requires people to believe something. I tell you what, though, I believe the Holy... Somebody said, well, it's as the Spirit wills. And it is. But I believe He wills a lot more than what's happening. Anybody in agreement with that? I believe He wills a lot more to happen than what is happening. What can we do about it? Well, we can preach about these things. Faith comes by hearing. And then we can pray. Amen. We can ask for these things in prayer. And we can pray in the Spirit. And we can make ourselves available. Go back to the 16th verse of chapter 3. Many days that woman yelled that, but you remember there was a point where Paul looked at her and cast that thing out of her, right? Well, why did he wait many days? Because he didn't have it. He didn't have the anointing. He didn't have that manifestation in him until that time. Why did these guys walk by this man day after day and him laying there crippled? Why didn't they do something about it? Because they didn't have it. Now, they could have preached a healing meeting and he could have come. And if he'd have believed it, he could have received. But just walking by him like that. How did it happen though? Verse 16, read it again. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him. Now, the faith which is by hearing the word? No. The faith which is by who? By Jesus. Has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Listen to two other translations. The 20th century says, it is the faith inspired by Jesus that made this complete cure. The Weymouth says, it is the faith which he has bestowed. We'd call this special faith. One of the manifestations of the Spirit mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12. Special faith. We all have common faith. Saving faith. Faith from hearing the word. But there's something beyond that. Special faith. Brother Smith Wigglesworth was used in this, it seems. He was called an apostle of faith. And he and also other individuals have talked about this. He said, when you have the gift of special faith, you know ahead of time what God's going to do. Confidence of what's going to happen. Just not just depending on the person. Do you see what boldness here? They walked up. They looked at this man. And Peter said, look at us. And John's looking at him. I believe both of them had it. They were together. I believe not just physically, but in spirit. And I believe God dropped this in their heart. They walked by this man countless times, but this time, something dropped in their heart. A boldness came up in them. Hallelujah. The anointing of God came on them. He said, look at us. That's interesting. Just a few verses later, he says, why are you looking at us? Look at us. And the man looked up at him. You know, maybe he's used to being there in the dust and begging, probably had his head bowed, not looking up. He said, look up, look up, look at us. Silver and gold have I none. Now, some people have tried to take that and make him to be poor. Mrs. Peter might have had the pocketbook that day. I don't know. These things happen. But the definition of this word is to be present or at hand, Strong says, or Vine says, to be ready at hand. What does that mean? I don't have any on me. I don't have any at hand. Doesn't mean you got nothing in the bank. I just say that because people try to seize on that. All you got to do is read just a few verses later. They got money flowing into that church and into that place hand over fist. People are selling land and houses and money is flowing in that place. Everybody's being fed. They got to the place where nobody had any lack. So no, these guys weren't broke. But he didn't have any on him. Beside that, that's not what this man needs the most. He doesn't need a handout. He said, silver and gold have I none. Don't have any on me. But what? Such as I have. What did he have? So he had the name of Jesus. Yeah, but he had that every other day when he walked by there. Well, he had faith. He did, but he had common faith, faith in the Word. He had that every other day when he walked by there. He had something beyond his ordinary faith. Amen. That was not dependent on this man believing. He said, look here. I don't have money on me, but I've got something. And what I've got, I'm going to give it to you right now. And he grabbed the man by the hand. Now, you understand, faith. You know, when Jesus would say, stretch out your hand, and then it's up to the man to stretch his hand out. Rise, take up your bed and walk, and then you see the man respond. He didn't wait for the man to respond. This ain't based on his faith. He said, I'm giving it to you right now. In the name of Jesus, grabbed his hand, jerked him up. I mean, jerked him up from there. He's not waiting on the man to act his faith. We just got through reading. He said, if you ask about this deed done to the impotent man, this is something they did to this man. Not something this man received. Oh, I'd like to see more of this, wouldn't you? Oh, Lord, give us some more of this. Give us some of this. Sign healing. Wonder.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Lame Man at the Gate Beautiful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1114. That's R1114, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.